Hey there, it's Gary Zimak. Welcome to the program. Today is day 17 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. You got it. We are halfway there. We're halfway there. And remember, I told you it's going to go fast, but I think that this year it's even going faster than I'm typically used to. So we are cruising through this. This week, it's a little painful, isn't it? We look at ourselves and how we are not as strong as we thought we were. And as a matter of fact, today's meditation is, I am weak. Don't you think that's going to be fun? So we've looked at some of our sinfulness, all designed to help us see ourselves as God sees us. We don't want to fool ourselves. Sometimes we like to fool ourselves and make us think that we're better than we really are. But it's better to have a realistic picture of who we really are, so that we can turn to our Blessed Mother and ask for help. So I'm so glad that you're joining me for this consecration. This is great. The seventh year in a row that I've done this on Blog Talk Radio. I think I'm enjoying this one, I want to say, better than any of the others. I mean, I've enjoyed every one of them, but this year is very special for me. I guess it's because of the fact that I had a lot going on. And at one time, I was contemplating not doing it. I thought, well, I'm just not going to do it on the radio this year. But I started it, and as it began to unfold, I'm really appreciating it. So it's really helping me. It makes me appreciate how much I need the Blessed Mother in my life and how much she really brings us to Jesus. Amen. So thank you for joining me. Let's begin it with a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being always available. Whenever we need you, you are always there. Even when we don't think we need you, you are still there. Thank you, Lord, for sharing your mother with us. Thank you for your healing touch in our lives. And we ask you to touch us right now and heal us from anything that needs healing, spiritual, physical, whatever it may be. We ask you to touch us today. Give us a big hug and remind us how much you love us, Jesus. Help us to love you more through your Blessed Mother, by getting to know the Blessed Mother and letting her help us to eventually love you more and turn away from sin and move closer toward you, Lord. Jesus, I ask you to speak through me today. Give me the words. Inspire me to say what you want me to say. And open our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to your message. And we ask this through the intercession of your Mother Mary. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, today we're going to continue with the book by Father Hugh Gillespie, Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary. This book seems to be working this week. We're in a bit of a groove, so I will stay here up until the point where I think it's good to move on to another book. If you remember, I'm doing the best of the best this year using a number of different sources so that you get a good preparation for total consecration. We don't want to stick to any one source. At least I found that this way works better for me, and it worked well when we did it this way last year. I don't know what I used last year. I used different combinations, but again, I just go with where the Holy Spirit leads me. Today, we're going to continue with this book by Father Hugh Gillespie, who is a Montfortian priest, a member of the priests founded by St. Louis himself. Followingthetruth.com, that's the place to go if you need to find out more about me and if you want to invite me to your parish to speak about anything from the Blessed Mother to overcoming worry. All these things are my specialty. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And also, if you know somebody who's a worrier, or if you're a worrier yourself, you know by now the website to go to is podcastforworriers.com, the only podcast of its kind, designed specifically for worriers to help anyone who worries to feel the peace of Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of this podcast. Seriously, check it out if you haven't. Check it out, podcastforworriers.com. I started it less than 2 months ago, and it's growing little by little. I've got to keep getting the word out. The response has been good. I honestly think that it's some of the best work that I've ever done. Anxiety is my specialty. I've struggled with it. The Lord doesn't want us to be anxious, and he gives us his love. He gives us his presence so that we can escape from anxiety and move toward greater peace. Podcastforworriers.com is the place to go. All right, our meditation for today. I am weak. The scripture passage, Romans 7, verses 21 through 24. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law of God. I'm sorry, another law at war with the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin, which dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that I must myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. What's going on here? Sounds like there's a battle between our human body, our flesh, and our spirit. I'm doing things that I don't want to do, even though my soul tells me I should be doing the right thing. My body says, hey, this is going to be fun, or don't do this. It's good. It's something you should do, but don't do it. It's going to be too painful. That battle wages between our earthly body and our soul. What we should do and what we want to do. St. Louis de Montfort weighs in from True Devotion to Mary, and he says this: it is very difficult, considering our weakness and frailty, to keep the graces and treasures we have received from God. We carry this treasure, which is worth more than heaven and earth, in fragile vessels. That is, in a corruptible body and in a weak and wavering soul, which requires very little to depress and disturb it. You know, so now this is not a depressing thought. This is an uplifting thought, because what St. Louis is doing here is he's explaining, yeah, this is why we mess up so many times. This is why, even though we try to do the right thing, we fail, we fall on our face, we do the wrong thing time and time again. We're human. We have a fallen human nature. We have a frail, fragile body. And we have a tendency to take the easy way out, because following Christ is hard. It's difficult. It's not easy, because it involves a cross, and we don't like crosses. Crosses are not fun. I will tell you that if I had to choose whether I could pick up a cross or not pick it up, I'm going to go with not picking it up. I don't like to suffer. I really don't like to suffer. And if I can avoid suffering, I'm going to find a way to do that. I'm going to find a way to avoid suffering if I can. But fortunately, the Lord helps me. He guides me. And this reminder is here. The Blessed Mother can help you if you struggle with that. Now, some questions from Father Gillespie. Consider your personal history. How many occasions of grace and moments of blessing have you lost over the course of your life? How many times have sin or inconstancy robbed you of blessing? There you go. This is why we're making total consecration. This is why the Blessed Mother can help us. Now, I'm going to leave it here, because I think the point has been made. We know that we're weak. And here you go. The Church is offering us total consecration to Jesus through Mary. What a great gift. Are we ready to accept that gift? Are we going to say, yes, Blessed Mother, I turn my life over to you. Please lead me to Jesus and make me into a saint. October the 7th is the day when we get the chance to do that formally, as we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's going to be good. Trust me on that. All right, I'm going to break here, because really the point has been made. There's nothing else I need to say. On the other side, we'll look at the daily Mass readings. My name's Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Gary Zimek Show on Blog Talk Radio. Please stay around. Got some good stuff coming up.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. A small marker has been mounted on a carousel that now stands on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. This merry-go-round has an unbreakable connection to Dr. Martin Luther King's memorable I Have a Dream speech. It was on the same day that he delivered those words that the carousel, then located in Baltimore, was first open to both white and black children. A civil rights protest, complete with counter-protests from a mob of segregationists, led to the decision years ago that the whites-only carousel would instead be open to all. It set off an uproar, but the decision stood. The opening of that carousel to all caused one of Dr. King's dreams, that black and white children play side by side, to come true. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the program. Thanks for sticking around so that we can look at the mass readings. Today is, of course, September the 20th, and we're going to look at the mass readings right now. The mass readings for Wednesday of the 24th week in ordinary time. If I can open up my page here. Here we go. The first reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Starts chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Beloved, I am writing you, although I hope to visit you soon. But if I should be delayed, you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. Undeniably great is the mystery of devotion. Who was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed to the Gentiles, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. This is one of the coolest readings that you're ever going to find, because what we see is support for the church. The church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of truth. This tells us that there is a church that is the pillar and the foundation of truth. Not sacred scripture, but the church is the pillar and foundation of truth. Therefore, if you have truth, what do you need? You need an authoritative church. Which church claims to be the one true church founded by Christ, who can speak authoritatively? You got it, the Catholic Church. So this passage contains a verse that's used quite often in support of the Catholic Church as the pillar and the foundation of truth. If you need to find out the truth when it comes to moral matters, who do you turn to? You turn to the church. This is a great blessing. This is why, and I'm not going to use the number because the number keeps changing. It gets distorted so many times. I've heard 20,000 different non-Catholic Christian denominations. I've heard 25,000. I've heard it's much less. Whatever the case, many people disagree on interpretation of the Bible, and what happens often is one church will say, I disagree with this passage, so I'm going to start my own church, and this is how the Christian church splinters. You need an authoritative church who can look and interpret Scripture correctly, who can teach with authority, and that's why we're blessed as Catholics to have this church founded by Christ, which contains the fullness of truth. That message is right in this passage. Today's Psalm 111, how great are the works of the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company, in the assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. Majesty and glory are his work, and his justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to the people, to his people, the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations. How great are the works of the Lord? You know, if you're struggling today in any way, think about the great works of the Lord, all of creation, what he has done, how he has led his people out of slavery, how he opened the gates of heaven by virtue of the crucifixion of Christ and his resurrection from the dead. I mean, we have been blessed by the works of the Lord, and he wants to do great works in your life as well. But oftentimes, we've got this struggle between the body and the spirit. Spirit wants to do one thing, the body says, nope, not going to do it. And this is where we have the battle that rages inside of us. The Blessed Mother can help us. She can help us to do the things we should do and to not do the things we shouldn't do. And we need that help. And that's one of the beautiful things about total consecration. Today's gospel is from Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 35. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, He's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by all of her children. The problem is, if you try to be a Christian in this world, if you try to be positive, if you try to proclaim the truth, if you try to do the right thing, you are going to eventually meet somebody or many people who will oppose you, who will say, you're nuts, you're crazy. Prayer is just a nice thing to do. One religion is just the same as the next. The sacraments, that's just a bunch of superstition. You get all kinds of arguments. And, you know, even if you have a strong faith, you're going to have your fellow Catholics who will sometimes try to push you down and say, you know what, you're being silly. You're being silly by praying for this. Oh, sure, like the Lord's really going to answer this or that. Get used to that, because that does happen. It happened to Jesus too. The question is, and this is the question I want to ask you, why should you quit professing your faith, believing in the almighty power of God? Why should you do that just because somebody says you're stupid or you're unrealistic or you're burying your head in the sand? If Jesus listened to the people who criticized him and who laughed at him, and you can look it up in the Gospels, people laughed at Jesus. If he did, can you imagine where we would be today? What if he said, this is not worth it? I'm not going to die for these people. They don't deserve it because they are mocking me. They are completely against me. They don't deserve my redemption. What if Jesus thought like that? But he didn't. See, but we're different. We're weak. And that's what we looked at today. The fact that we are weak and we get swayed by people when they criticize us, when they don't embrace our faith, when they don't say, wow, you have strong faith, and they instead say, well, you're a wacko. You believing in Jesus? Are you kidding me? Yeah, right. That's hard for us, isn't it? So what do? We either give up, we muscle through until we have a bad day, and then we're just going to say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm swimming upstream. I don't care. The opposition's too much. Forget it. I'm done with this God stuff. Or we turn to our Blessed Mother and we say, Mom, we need help. We are weak. We struggle. I don't know if I'm up to these people beating me down all the time. Can you help me? And that's where she'll help you. She'll hold you up. She'll take you by the hand, and she'll keep you on the path. Because you know what? You need to stay on the path that leads to heaven. And you can bet that you will have obstacles. You will have temptations. You will have opposition. You will have all kinds of problems. And the devil's going to get in your head and try to get you to quit. He not only wants you to quit this consecration. That's a given. He's probably already after you to do that. So, by the way, when you get those ideas, brush it off. It's not a big deal. The devil tries to convince you in all kinds of ways to not go through with this because he knows it's powerful. But you're going to meet people, and you're going to sometimes feel discouraged. And you'll sometimes wonder, why am I putting my faith in Jesus? Why does it really matter? I promise you it matters. I promise you it matters. And I wouldn't do what I do full time if I didn't believe that Jesus Christ is real, that he can bring you peace, and that you need him to get to heaven. I don't want to be responsible for you not making it to heaven. And let's get real here. Every one of us can end up in hell. I'm not going to sugarcoat this because that wouldn't be fair to you. We need to stay awake. We need to stay alert. We can't slack off. I have bad days. You have bad days. What do? Do we quit or do we keep going? Now, again, we're going to try to keep going, but there will be days where they're so bad, where we're so fed up, where we're so defeated that we say, forget it. I'm not praying anymore. Don't do that. And turn to the Blessed Mother. And that's why you want to do total consecration, because on those days, you're going to feel, and I have felt this, all of a sudden, things look a little brighter, and you're not really sure why. Wait a minute, nothing changed in my life. Nothing's different. But all of a sudden, things look a little more hopeful to me. And you know what? I am going to pray. Jesus is real. Jesus can take care of these problems. I don't know why I believe this, but I believe it. That's the Blessed Mother working behind the scenes in your life. And I've seen this in my life many times. Sure, there are days that I get discouraged. There are days that I just want to quit. But then all of a sudden, I start to feel better. I start to feel better. And I also pray even when I don't feel like praying. I force myself to talk to the Lord too when I don't want to talk to him. But you do that, and you ask for Mary's help, and you're going to be in great shape. This life is challenging. This life has a lot of landmines in it. We need to make it to the finish line. We need to make it to heaven. And with Mary's help, we can do that. All right, remember, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to help me out financially, to support my work, and to keep me going. I need you, my friends. Followingthetruth.com, just click on support, and you'll be able to send me a donation, become a monthly sponsor. Also, don't forget the Catholic podcast. You know what it is for worriers? Podcastforworriers.com. Check that out today. Pass it along to your friends. And again, let me know if there's anything I can do. Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow, and we can do this once more. It's going to be fun, right? Maybe it's going to be not that much fun, because we're going to continue looking at ourselves and examining the fact that we have to have, that we've got some blemishes, that we're not as perfect as we thought we were. So we'll continue that tomorrow. It wouldn't be the same without you, so I hope you can join me. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is right beside you, so just make sure you turn around and say hi. Until next time, this is Gary Zimek saying thanks for listening, and may God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.